Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
No one. Has more intellect or insight or data or wisdom or experience regarding Pittsburgh public schools than Ira Weiss. I love the man. We've been friends for decades, quite frankly. Why? Always tells the truth, works his ass off, and gives a damn. And I had to grab him about what happened last night in closing the schools. He's the solicitor for the district, and he knows this stuff better than anyone in this town, and I had to get it straight from him what this means and where they're headed, and is there hope? And he's on the phone. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Marty. How are you? Thanks for having me.
This has been a long journey into the position that the district is in, hasn't it, sir?
It's a long journey, and the board, I think, obviously made his decision last night in a pretty overwhelming way that they believe it's time to move forward and enhance the opportunities for students in the district and get some savings in his operations of the district as well.
Hey, Ira, Rachel Heisler, who you know, it kind of was kind of critical of the decision, saying this isn't even close. This barely stops the bleeding. This district better get it together or there'll be $20 million in the hole within a year. Is that true, sir? And are you just as concerned?
We're all concerned about the finances of the district. This plan is not a plan that was primarily designed to address the financial problems of the district. There is no one magic bullet that can do that. This plan will enable the district to spend its capital money on buildings that best serve its students in terms of air conditioning and things like that. It will improve the grade configurations to make the entire district K to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 12, like most other school districts. This never was presented as a financial bailout plan, and this plan has been talked about literally for years,
oh, yeah,
that you just said in your introduction. And frankly, we've not heard any alternatives coming from the controller or anyone else other than they don't like this part or they don't like that part. It's easy to criticize a plan. It's much harder to devise a better one.
It is, sir. Hey, when I was growing up, and thus when you were growing up, this district had 40,000 plus. Now, creeping towards 17,000. Can it be safe, sir? Can it flourish, sir?
Well, I think you've focused on the reason this plan was necessary. You don't need the physical plant for 40 or 50,000 students that you need for 18,000. This will help the district, I think, offer enhanced programming to attract families into the district and to retain families. We hope it will address the outflow of students to charter schools. And we think these programs that are being planned and the way they're being planned, the way the configurations are, the reduction in transportation time, all will make this a better place for all students, not just some students, but all students.
Solicitor Ira Weiss, my man, be very honest with folks who say, oh, hell with it, let the state take over. What would that mean, sir, the state taking over?
Well, I've had some experience with the state taking over districts, and the fact of the matter is that local families have no way of influencing or having their voice heard. That is not a solution. The state doesn't like to do it, and the state is not familiar with the local demographics and the local conditions here. This step the board took last night is a way to avoid calls for changes in governance, and some of those calls were starting to be made, make no mistake about it. So we think this is a good first step. It demonstrates to our legislators and senators and the Department of Education that the district is serious about its problems and wants to address them. And look, Marty, we all know that perfection is the enemy of good. There's no perfect plan, but we think this plan benefits in the long run every family in the district by enhancing the district's opportunities for everyone.
Ira, be honest with people, though. Tell them what the hell the state would do. It would not be fun, would it, sir?
The state would come in and they would essentially dictate class sizes, staffing, programs, priorities. And many of the programs in this district that are most valued by our families and the district, such as the arts programs at Kappa, the magnet schools, and things like that, that's not a priority for the state.
Hell no.
For the state, it is all dollars and cents, the bottom line. And that is not something anyone in this district living here or having students attend here should want to see.
They would strip it down to the studs, as they say in a house. They would not care about what the hell this program meant to this family or this community. They would just say, cut. It's all actuarial, isn't it, sir?
It's all actuarial. You know, one of the strengths of the district is its program for students with exceptionality, special needs children. And while the state would do what was legally the minimum, they would not do the kinds of things that Pittsburgh does right now. Having state control, either governmentally or at the board level, is not a solution anyone wants. I've had districts that have done that, have been put in that situation, and in general, the community suffers.
Horribly. Ira, can this be done in Pittsburgh without staff cuts, sir? Without cutting teachers, sir?
I don't think it requires a significant reduction in staff. I think it's more a reallocation of staff. And this plan does not envision significant cuts in staff.
Ira Weiss, are you hopeful? Are you kind of hopeful? Are you optimistic? Give me your take.
I'm hopeful that the board gave this plan, I think, a strong endorsement last night with its vote. And I think this administrative team is committed to doing it. And you know, we're certainly do all we can do to make it happen. And I am optimistic. I think this is a big first step.
What happens with annoyed parents, and they're annoyed, they want to fire the superintendent. Big mistake. Big mistake, right? Right?
It's a mistake. I mean, that's not the answer.
It isn't. It would be horrible. Man.
I mean, the fact is that this district has had a, changes in leadership several times. You certainly witnessed that.
I have.
And I think it needs stability, and I'm willing to believe that the approval of this program last night, the way it was approved with board leadership, this district will have stable leadership for the next several years.
Our Weiss, solicitor, Pittsburgh Public Schools, my man, truth to power, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having me.
He's the best there is, best there ever was, the best there ever will be. He's my man. He's seen it all twice, and be careful what you wish for. You don't want the state taken over, and you don't want anyone talking about getting rid of the superintendent. That would not be a good thing.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Bum 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 bum. Something astounding that we were told this morning by the folks who know Pittsburgh Public Schools really well. Wow. They have 25 schools where the concentration of poverty is over 80%. Hello, Trevin, real quick.
Yes, sir.
This is just the way life is. If kids come to school poor and hungry, and I mean poor as hell and hungry from a dysfunctional family, because most of these kids in these schools come from families where mom's alone, about 80% single parent households. That sets them up for failure, doesn't it? Or it can.
Of course, any child that doesn't have enough food to eat. I mean, your concentration is, you're speaking about young people, right?
Hell
yeah. So your attention span is not there to begin with. So if you're hungry, you're not paying attention. You're probably thinking about what you're going to eat next, if you're going to eat next, that type of thing. My question to you is this. Is this a result of, and bear with me, because sometimes I'm a novice
at these
things.
No, please, man, please.
And I try to keep things simple. It's not my problem until it is my problem in the community?
Yeah.
Is this a result of that? It's not my problem until it is my problem.
Oh, hell yeah. Most people don't want to mess with this. And let's be blunt. In a place where there's so many haves and so many have-nots, just using the housing market as an example, the haves don't give a damn about the have-nots. And so the people in the city that have money and send their kids to the privates, which they do, or the Catholics, which they do, they don't give a F about 80% of the kids at 25 schools come in poor as hell.
And again, it's not my problem until it is my problem.
Yeah. And I'll tell you when it becomes your problem. I'm going to play play that real quick clip I sent you with the kids in the theater. It was like 9 seconds this morning. This will make a point. Because I was asking about this. This happened.
Bear with me. I'm looking for it now.
Yeah, that's all right, man. This happened 2 nights ago. Listen to this. You'll get what I'm saying.
Here you go.
Go.
Morning. Juveniles are inside the building refusing to leave. I'll try to get you another unit.
35, I copy. I'm in route.
Actually, be advised. It looks like the juveniles did leave.
Okay. So what happens is a lot of these kids have dropped out of or come from really bad backgrounds, really poor neighborhoods. As the school board president in Wilkinsburg said to me on the air, Marty, do your kids have tutors? Yes. Marty, do your kids have coaches? Yes. Marty, do your kids hear gunshots at night? No. Marty, do you make your house payments? Yes. Car payments? Yes. Are you and your wife together? Yes. Are there strangers in your house at all times of the day and night? No. Trevin, my point is, these kids, and in that case, that was Alderdice kids, which is crazy as hell. Alderdice kids who went in to a movie theater on Murray Avenue, yelling and screaming and trashed the theater. The manager of the theater said this happens every single day after school, and he's tired of it. What happens, Trevin, and as I read through the proficiency rates in reading and math, and in Pittsburgh is about 26%, if the kids can't read or write, if they come from a single-parent household that's poor, it sets them up to fail, does it not?
Well, yeah, it does. But see,
this is what we're happening here.
I have an issue there because I know we're focusing on the young ones, and I get that.
Yeah.
But the young ones, and I think the superintendent said this because I respect him. And
he's on live. We have him live tomorrow, folks,
by the way. Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
And he can correct me if he comes on tomorrow and he hears this today. He had said at some point in one of the conversations that the young people are reflecting the actions of the older folks as well. Now, and that struck a chord with me because, and I know whoever's been listening have heard me before, I am one that I will say, look at yourself first. If you're a parent, if you're upset about these schools, if you're upset about anything in the community, look at yourself first. Ask yourself, what am I doing to become part of the solution? Sitting on the couch and quarterbacking and complaining, that does nothing for anybody. That's why I asked you the question, is this where the situation that we're in now, is it a result of, it's not my problem until it is my problem? I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, Latino. I don't care if you're rich, poor, whatever. But if you don't get up off that couch and stop using your mouth as a muscle and use your muscles to get involved and act out in the community in a positive light, then don't say a word.
It's bad. Huh. It's bad because what you're saying, what Ira even said, Rachel Heisler, the city controller, said this plan isn't enough. But his point is your point. What's your plan?
Exactly.
What is it? What the hell are you doing about it, sister?
Are you presenting one?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you donating money to a plan?
I don't know.
Are you getting involved with an organization in the community that can make something happen? And that's why I said to you before, it's all about community. And I know you said, where's the community? And I get this. I get that. And I'm glad you said that. Because if somebody's sitting at home and they're getting mad and saying, what's he talking about? Where's the community? That's a good question. Where is the community? These children and young people, even teens, are a reflection of the adults. Adults take responsibility, take accountability, take action.
Well, this is also an example of where a neighborhood school system can fail. So if the majority of people in that neighborhood are in the same circumstances,
right on,
and we're all struggling,
right on,
then the whole group struggles together.
Right, which is what this whole neighborhood school thing kind of concerns me, because if everyone there is poor and everyone there is black, well, how do we fix anything?
Well, now let me.
Because he said that, right?
Let me jump in there, too.
James Fogarty talked about this.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that. But you cannot say and generalize and say, okay, because the community is poor, because the community is Hispanic, black, whatever, white, whatever, okay, so that community, you're in a struggle. Life's a struggle.
Well, hold on. Well, the test scores, I don't have to say it. The test scores prove it.
Correct. But what you had just indicated.
I don't know what the hell to do, man. I don't.
We come together, man.
What does come together mean, man?
We do, but it's not just neighborhood on your own.
Exactly.
We all need to be part of this.
Exactly.
So that's why the neighborhood system, for me, it's a big hole in the neighborhood system. So when we start moving kids to other schools and they're exposed to other environments, and that goes for both sides.
Correct.
For the people that have everything, they need to be with people who have little so they can understand and grow and also help those people. So we find common ground when we all work together.
All that kumbaya stuff is great, guys, but they can't read and write, man.
No, I get that, Marty. But that's where the parents have to come in. If you have a parent.
Right.
If you have a parent, the parents, if you have a grandparent.
My man, did you hear hold on, Trevin, did you hear the 1% proficient in math?
That disgusted me,
my God.
But I'm thinking about the grown-ups in that environment, Marty.
No kidding.
It's the grown-ups. I'm so tired of people talking about the young folks and saying, okay, they're a problem. No, you're the problem.
Man.
If you're an adult and you're saying the young folks are a problem, you know what? Guess what? You're the problem.
1% proficient in math. That's criminal, bro. All right, fellas, we're right back.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really?
But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Okay, we're back. I can't fix the schools. I don't have any clue. If I can be honest with you, and I will, when I was a young man, my friends were getting beat up at Peabody. Anyone know Peabody High School? East Liberty, 40 years ago. Those same schools, I'm just telling you the damn truth, those same schools that sucked in those same neighborhoods 40 years ago suck in those same neighborhoods today. It's rough, man. It's a friggin' disaster. And I feel sadness about it, because as Trevin was saying with the test scores in Still Rocks, and as the good pastor was saying, and the test scores in Pittsburgh, Still Rocks was abysmal, actually, one of the worst in America, not just Pennsylvania. Not to be a jerk here, but for contrast, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, this is just how massive the gap is. So in the Stowe Rocks district, the proficiency rate in math was about 11%, roughly, and reading was about 17%. In the Upper St. I'm just telling you the truth, folks. In the Upper St. Clair School District and in Pine Richland, both very successful school districts, proficiency in math is in the high 90s and reading is in the high 90s. Now, you can say all you want about race and class and income and you'd be telling the truth. But my problem is this is an American disaster. And my brother Trevin sits to my left here every day. He made a magnificent point. We don't want to see that because no one knows what the hell to do. You don't think those school board members in Pittsburgh, you think they don't want to help? Hell yeah, they do. You think those school board members in Pittsburgh don't want to make a difference? Hell yeah, they do. No one knows what the hell to do. No one. We can all scream and yell about it, but it's a disaster, man. And anyone in this town that lives in the city that has a nickel, Brandon McGinley's a prime example. How many kids do you have? Seven? Huh?
Six or seven. I've lost
seven
count.
Kids, all of them either homeschooled or Catholic schools. He will not send any of his kids to a Pittsburgh school. Huh?
And he made a good point the other day when he was on.
Go.
He said to me, because I asked him, I said, Brandon, break it down for a novice or someone who doesn't understand anything that you're talking about. And he broke it down and said that the voters that voted last night, they're all volunteers.
They are.
So you have nine people who are volunteering. So and you just made a great statement. They volunteer because they care.
Oh, hell yeah.
And what Brandon had alluded to was, yes, they care, but they're not proficient in handling the amount of budget.
How much is it, Pat? Is it $730 million?
Yes.
It's insane money, Trevin.
And he was indicating, and he can correct me when he comes on if I say something wrong. He said, but Trevin, they may not know how to handle that amount of a budget.
Well, hold on. Let me put that out there. This is actually fascinating, your point. So, average spent per student in Pittsburgh. This is from this morning, James Fogarty. $33,000 per student. Average spent in Upper St. Clair, $18,000. Mount Lebanon, $16,000. The average gap in SAT scores between Mount Lebanon and Pittsburgh, 800 points. Why? It's everything you just said, Trevin. It's a massive, massive problem. And everybody wants to try to fix it. No one can seem to come up with a solution. Trevin, it scares the hell out of me, man.
Well, it should scare it should scare everybody.
Yep.
To be honest, if you're in the community, it should scare you because people will think, because it's not near me, it doesn't impact
you. True.
But
it
does impact
you. Hell yeah, it does.
Because you interact with somebody from a different, whether it be county, different borough, different neighborhood, you interact. And those people may come into your neighborhood and work. When I say those people, I'm speaking in general about everyone.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
When I say any type of person.
Yeah.
But as Patrick, yourself, me, people in the newsroom, I don't see you in my neighborhood.
No.
But I interact with you every day, more so than I interact with my own family sometimes because I'm here 40
hours
a week.
No, it's true.
So whatever happens in the community, don't ever, if you're sitting at home right now and you're just like, shut up, Trevin, I get it. But if you're sitting at home right now and you're saying, no, it doesn't affect me, so I'm not even going to worry about it, you're absolutely wrong.
They've tried with the schools in Pittsburgh for 40 years and have had no success. I've been here for four or five superintendents and not one of them has had success. I can't explain it. It's just this whole... And by the way, go to Philadelphia. They're worse. It's bad.
In that 40 years, has there been any state intervention at all?
A couple schools outside of this district. Hell yeah.
But in this district, has
no. No, the state's never taken over. not Pittsburgh Public Schools.
I know it's a hard thing to look at. Would that be a good thing?
I can't comment because I don't know. I don't know.
Right, and even the professionals that you had on,
our wife said, "Hell no."
No, yep, they said no.
Huh. I hope the realignment works. I do. You know what they say? All the experts say once you lose these kids in the third or fourth grade, they're done. Done. And judging by the test scores in Stowe Rocks and then the proficiency scores in Pittsburgh, about 26% in reading, that's probably true. And so to Trevin's point, what happens when you quote-unquote graduate thousands and thousands of kids who kind of sort of can't read or write, kind of sort of can't figure out change in a cash register? Well, they can't become a carpenter. They can't. Hey, more than half of all the kids today, because everybody says send them to the military, more than half fail the physical and the aptitude test. More than half. And 70, this is a crazy number, 75% of the students that leave the Pittsburgh Public Schools and go to CCAC, and I love CCAC, they need remedial courses, meaning they need to teach them again reading and writing and arithmetic to even get them in CCAC, sir.
And the military is not teaching reading and writing.
Huh.
You have to have that.
Hell no.
Or you're not getting in.
And let's say you want to be a HVAC guy. My boy Bob Tutti has an insanely successful business. They will test you and you will fail. The Carpenters Union, amazing, amazing apprenticeship program. They will test you and you will fail. And here we sit. Rich, go ahead.
Marty, I'm glad you're talking about this. I'm going to tell you, number one, it all starts in the home.
It does.
If the parents aren't on the kids, you know, teachers can only teach so much.
Right.
But if it doesn't start at the home, like disciplining them and saying, learn all that you can, because once you put it in your brain, nobody can take it from you. It's because it all starts at home, Marty. That's number one thing. Why are your kids successful, Marty? Because you and your wife push your kids to the limit. Say, if you want to be successful, you got to learn. Nothing's going to be handed to you.
Hold on, though. Let's assume that. And let's assume that 80% of the kids you're talking about have no two-parent household. Then what? Just say to hell with them?
Well, then, Marty, here. Okay, another thing. I'm going to tell you, about 2 years ago, I'm in a district outside of the Mon Valley area a little bit. I go to the girl with the Giant Eagle. I said, I don't want any paper money. I want paper money. So I gave her change, and she pulled me over. She said, sir, you know what? She goes, now this girl's a junior in high school a few years ago. She goes, I can't make change in my head. So I went to that superintendent, that school district, and I told him, I said, yeah, that's appalling. So it starts, you know, Marty, a lot of times, teachers, my daughter's a teacher, Elizabeth Ford, ESL teacher. And I, you know, the thing about it is, Marty, you can't push kids through. You got to keep on them about, you have to learn, Marty. You have to be successful.
But hold on, my man, you didn't answer my question. What the hell do you do with those kids that have no parent, no dad?
No, that's right.
Well, what do you do?
Well, you know what, Marty? It starts at the school. And I regress on that a little bit. If teachers see that they're lagging behind, what you do is if the community's concerned about it, then you just funnel more money into the district to put extra teachers in
the room. Hold on, man. They have $33,000 a year for each student in Pittsburgh and $18,000 in Mount Lebanon, and they're still failing, sir. Here we go. We're right back, folks. It's a big, big problem. Bum, bum, bum. I wish them the best in Pittsburgh. But I've seen this movie. I grew up in the city, as you know. And the very reasons why folks don't want to send their kids to public schools now is the same reasons my parents said. My father, we were poor. It's just the truth. My father worked three jobs, went to night school. We have to scrounge through drawers to get money for bread and milk. And we all went to private schools, Catholic schools. And then Central Catholic, because they were afraid to send me to Peabody because all my friends were getting their asses kicked in the hallways. And the kids were smoking dope and having sex. I'm just telling you, in the school, in the parking lot, in the hallways, and that's 40 years ago. I'm just telling you, the same goofy schools that existed then, they just changed a little bit. Fifth Avenue. I'm not even going to get into some of the schools like Brashear. Folks, good luck with that. I mean, it's an American tragedy. I respect and admire the superintendent trying to connect the dots and trying to make this work. I have friends that had PhDs and taught at the Kappa School, and they loved it. There are people that actually pay to put their kids in the Kappa School downtown here for the arts. It's like $27,000 they actually do. But that's it. And so now you take this same issue and then you close a bunch of schools and you have a bunch of parents that are really you really can't imagine what happened. I don't know how to fix it. Wow. It's a disaster. Public schools in America, same. Look at, go to another state, man. Check out California. Woo! Los Angeles, it's unbelievable. New York City, it's unbelievable. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Marty.
What's up?
I got some answers, but they're cold, hard, and brutal. I don't even think you're going to want to hear them.
Yeah.
We are in such a hole. Yep. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Some of these kids need to be taken away from their parents, put back in orphanages, which we had years ago. Mm-hmm. And when you have one child, that's all you're allowed to have physically. There's just no nice, compassionate answer. It won't work.
No. Yeah, it's a disaster.
It is. And until we face hard facts and use hard, cold answers, solutions, it's not going to get any better.
Did you hear the proficiency rate in math in Stow Rocks, 1%?
It's disgusting.
Come on, man.
That's the other thing. You got to quit graduating them. Quit worrying about what the state thinks your rankings are. If they fail, they fail.
Oh, they ain't worried about rankings in Stow Rocks.
Yeah, they probably are because of the percentage of kids that they graduate.
I don't know. Thank you. So, I was in Dallas, and we did an investigation on the public schools. And imagine how long this problem's been going on. That was 25 years ago. It's been 25 years of this crap. This is a true story. We had the teachers union come to us and say, you got to sit in our classrooms and bring in your hidden cameras. In Texas, they have what's called social promotion. What's that mean? In the Dallas public schools, if you fail, this is true, if you fail 2 years in a row, they move you to the next grade. Trevin. So if a young man gets 30% 2 years in a row, they move him to the next grade.
I've heard that before.
Oh, I saw it. So I saw kids, true story, every single day, 17-year-old seniors came to class, put their head down on the table and slept. Trevin, they graduated those kids. Come on, man. What are we doing here?
Ignorance. Ignoring the issue.
Yes. Just get them the hell out.
And if I can...
What are we doing?
Regarding the last caller, I mean, I hear what you're saying, yeah. But we have to study history. We have to learn from the history.
Orphanages.
Because just like you said, this didn't just pop up. This didn't happen overnight.
Right on.
This is something that's been there for years, before now.
There has to be a plan that this works somewhat. Social promotion. I watched the kid, because I was in the schools for a month. I watched the kid for 30 days. Swear to God, he was a senior in high school. 30 days in a row, put his head down on the desk, and they graduated him, Trevin. What chance did he have? And by the way, the guy was right about the young lady who said, I can't give you change for a dollar. I don't know how. Well, how would you? And the truth is, no one knows what the hell to do, so they just kind of keep kicking the can down the road. But the road gets narrow. What you end up with, millions of Americans in an underclass that can't do anything because they have no ability to read and write, and they don't know math. They can't get training in a trade if they don't know how to measure, do math. They can't. So we have the superintendent tomorrow. We're going to talk to him about hope and the possibilities here. I hope. I like him. He's had enough courage to tell the truth about this. And this is step one. And he's optimistic. And hopefully he has a plan. I'm sure he does. All right, folks, Colin is next.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.